Good morning. The steadiest rain from overnight continues to shift east and out of New York and through New England. We'll have a bit of a break in the action for a time, but energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is rolling through the eastern Great Lakes and producing another round of showers, perhaps even a couple of rumbles of thunder and a few bursts of rain moving through the Finger Lakes, which will be in eastern New York and New England during the middle part of the morning. The upper level low itself will then move through with scattered showers as we head into the early to mid part of the afternoon. The bottom line is this Thanksgiving day will be cloudy with scattered showers from time to time and even the chance of a rumble of thunder, especially in southern New York and New England, but it will be mild despite the cloud cover. Highs will manage to average out in the mid-50s. The shower risk will wind down this evening. Skies will stay mostly cloudy overnight with areas of fog developing, lows back into the lower and middle 40s. This will set us up for a dry day on Friday with an area of high pressure building in. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and temperatures in the lower 50s. Cooler air will blow in for the weekend. We run the risk at a few rain showers as a disturbance swings our way from southern Canada on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs back into the middle and upper 40s. We'll return to full sunshine on Sunday with high temperatures staying in the 40s. Another and more potent disturbance will approach from the southeast and work its way up in our direction for the beginning of next week. Right now, it looks like we'll start Monday off dry, but it'll rain by the end of the day with highs in the lower 50s. That disturbance looks like it'll stall out over top of us with more rain likely on Tuesday, staying in the 50s before we dry it out and go back into the 40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front trailing south from the storm here in the northeast will produce showers and storms along the immediate east coast and southeastern states today. While the risk of severe storms is low, there is a slightly higher risk of hail in a few of the storms along the upper Texas coast and Louisiana. The rest of the country will enjoy a rather quiet weather pattern this Thanksgiving. Widespread high temperatures around 10 degrees above average will be common east of the Rockies with below average temperatures across the west. By Friday, an approaching cold front combined with increasing moisture along the western Gulf of Mexico could lead to heavy rain across the southeastern parts of Texas and southern Louisiana. Right now, 2 to 4 inches of rain is possible in and around the Houston metro area. This amount of heavy rain could cause isolated flooding concerns as we enter the last weekend in November. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 34 degrees with a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 7 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility in fog, 44 degrees, the dew point 44, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 12 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 60s. Boston, showers and a thunderstorm possible in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and areas of fog and drizzle and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 36. That's right on normal for this time of year. 0.12 of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.82 inches for the month, which is 0.94 of an inch below normal, and 31.49 inches for the season, which is 4.40 inches of precipitation below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, that's also the total for the month, and for the season, 1.2 inches, which is 1 inch below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high, 67, set in 1895 and in 1979. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers on Saturday in the mid to upper 40s. Sunny in the mid-40s on Sunday. A good chance of rain moving in by the end of the day Monday, lower 50s. More rain on Tuesday in the lower 50s. And partly sunny on Wednesday with highs back into the mid-40s. Stay safe and have a great Thanksgiving. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.